Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. Our goal is that by listening to our podcast, you will be inspired to level up. With the help of some amazing guests, we'll be inspired by some inspirational success stories and find out how you can level up your business, your life, and your relationship with yourself. Because I know that by leveling up and balancing these three aspects of your life, you can make a difference and impact the lives around you. Level Up Podcast will be a series of interviews featuring successful professionals who are making a mark and a difference in their lives and others. They will share their incredible stories of how they did it, so you can be inspired and learn from the very best.
Well, first of all, guys, I am extremely excited today. I've been waiting for this date for a long time, and finally it's here, so I feel so blessed and happy that we were able to connect and find a time to get together for this podcast that has been on talks for a while. So thank you so much, both of you, for making the time and being with me on this space today. Can't wait to hear what we're going to share.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go. Really excited to be here.
Yes, me too. So first of all, again, I know that being in the business and constantly in events, and you guys now having your real estate business exploring, just wanted to take you back because I want my audience to know who Mark is and who Jessica is before they became this superstars real estate agent. So can you take me back a little bit of what was like life growing up for you, Mark? And then we'll take turns to have know Jessica a little bit more. Where are you from? Where are your parents from? What were your beginnings? Talk to me about that early age of you, both of you.
Yeah. So my name is Mark Rogel. I'm out here in Southern California. I've lived in Southern California my whole life. I'm 25 years old. I come from a very humble, a very beautiful a Mexican family. I'm Mexican American, very proud of that. And it's been, like you said, an incredible journey, especially these last few years. But I think life as a whole has been like a learning journey for me. And just being on this podcast with you is very surreal because I've known you for a very long time and you've seen me before real estate. And so it's beautiful. It kind of feels full circle. And I'm very, very blessed to be here.
Thank you. What about you, Jessica? Tell us about yourself.
That was beautiful, Mark. Yeah. So before real estate, I mean, I was really an athletic person growing up. So I was really all in on sports. Didn't really like school so much. So when I was transitioning into school, going to college, I immediately realized that, you know what, this really might not be the path for me, because just school in general, the sitting in the classes, the doing the work, it just never seemed, it just seemed pointless to me, right? And then so after I transitioned over to working at Red Robin, and shortly after I found my way in the real estate industry.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that part. And one of the things I wanted to go back into a little bit. So growing up, you have siblings. What was that like for you, Jessica?
Yes. So I am the big sister.
There you go.
I'm the one who's you know, paving the road for my brothers. But yeah, so I had younger brothers growing up. So I was always the one where I was the experiment child.
I was. Yes. And you know why? The funny thing is, a lot of times they said the oldest kind of takes this role, like you said it, yeah. being that role model for the ones behind you. And that's a big responsibility, right?
Yes.
What was that like for you? Did you felt it? Were you pressured by your parents? Did you felt any pressure from them saying, hey, you need to be the one who does everything by the books, everything right, so your sister siblings can see?
It was some of that. Okay. And it was also just being the only girl, you know, having to fit these certain standards was the biggest thing that I really struggled with during my upbringing. Yeah, my earlier years, because I was only surrounded by boys, pretty much. I mean, that's all it was. So, yeah, it was a lot of that, feeling that pressure of just having to be the best kid and definitely.
Now you mentioned something too about being an athlete. You know, how did you get into that? Was it something you got pushed in? That's something you really enjoy being in sports?
That's one thing that I'm super thankful you know, to my parents for is they didn't make it an option really for me, at least. It was, you are going to do some sort of sport.
Some sort of
So
sports.
yeah. So I got into sports like super young. I mean, like right when you can put your kid into sports, that's when I started playing sports. So I kind of just was always playing sports, and then I fell in love with basketball. So I took that the whole mile.
And I remember you and I meeting for the first time. I don't know if you remember. We met at a restaurant in Rancho Cucamonga when you first got into real estate. And I remember bringing you a book. Do you remember that?
You know what? Yes. And you, that, oh my goodness. Yes. So we met at Luna's.
Yes.
And you had texted me. This was the time that I was in an office, just all guys, older guys at that. So there's nobody to really connect with, really. So when you texted me, I was like, why does she want to go to lunch with me? Like, what's going on here? But yeah, I do remember that book.
Yeah. And it's funny because like Mark said earlier, full circle, right? Things happen for a reason. And I'm a true believer that anything we do sometime later on, it'll make sense, right? Like going back to Mark, for example, I met you when you were this little, and we're not going to talk about time. But one of the things that I definitely remember seeing you be very competitive. So tell me a little bit about your upbringings with the sports, because that's how we connected.
Yeah, so I grew up in sports as well. We met through sports and it was beautiful. I was always very competitive. I still am very competitive. I just don't like to lose. I don't know how to lose. I don't even think a loss is a thing in my mindset, at least, right?
Right.
Especially now, I think before I would beat myself up, I think now you see losses in a different way, right? But it was great. I mean, you know, my younger brother, who's just slightly younger, he plays soccer as well. Me and him were extremely competitive with each other, right? Like literal competitive. And just really learning, you know, I think at that time, if I would have took advantage a little bit of the things I know now, I probably would have been in a different position because I was very passionate about what I did. And I think I kind of translate that into what I do now. It's just a lot of passion, a lot of competitive nature. And I think this time now it's changed a little bit. It's not against people, but with people, you know?
Right. And here's what I was going to bring back. I think being in sports and being competitive, if you can bring that into our business, it will definitely give you an advantage. Don't you see it like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think this business early on, I just maybe was fueled by the right environment and you being a huge part of that, Jessica being a huge part of that, you know, was something I really established in the beginning. You know, I thought, yeah, I might be the younger one, or I might be the one with less experience. And then I find another one who's another person, right? Who's equally as crazy, equally as competitive, and really wanting something bigger in life. And I thought, all right, two of us now, like let's see what we can do with two. And so
absolutely,
it's kind of all happened.
Now tell me a little bit about your parents. How were your parents influence you in terms of what you're doing today? Were they pushing you? Were something you got inspired because of what they were going through? Tell me a little bit about that. Both of you. Question for both of you. Take it, Jessica, first.
Okay. So I was pretty much kind of brought into the industry because I have a dad and I have an uncle that
okay.
owns the business. So that was really my way in was them and just seeing their results and knowing that there is a way.
And real estate.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Mark? Was there anything parents did, said, or you saw in them that like, I'm going to make it different. I'm not going to follow their steps? Because this is the funny thing. Like, we all influenced by our parents, believe it or not. Like, what they do impact us, positive or negative. And we can either go about doing the same or going the opposite direction. Like, meaning you take it as an example, said, I'm not going to do that. Or you take it like, hey, they're doing something. I'm going to, you know, follow their steps and I'm going to take it a little further. Tell me.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit different, obviously, from Jessica, kind of how you mentioned right now is getting to a point. I was, you know, I had just recently graduated college. I was, I think, 22 years old. I had everything ahead of me in the traditional world. Right. I graduated college, great grades. I had a decent career at the bank and everything was going well. I just think that I had hit a point in my life where I had done everything for everyone else and nothing for me. And so I truly felt like there was something else, there was something different. Luckily, you know, I think it was really, I think you were a huge influence, because there was really no one, truthfully, in my circle that had, that I'd known, that was doing anything entrepreneurial. I always knew that I wanted something completely different than what I grew up with. And that was, you know, a driving force in my life. I think it was important for me to kind of break the standard and create a new standard to my family's life. And a lot of it could be, you know, things that happened in my life, and a lot of it could just simply be the desire that I had to have more than just.
And I get chills by you saying that, because it is so true. We either get inspired by them, or we either say, enough is enough, I wanted something different. So, and you touched a little bit about first job. So talk to me about, what was your first job, actually, coming out of college? You have that, and okay, let's go. What was your first job like?
Well, I when I was in college, I was at the bank for a little bit. I was at Chase. I was a teller. I think Chase actually inspired me a lot, because I was working, and I was obviously working with people's money. And a lot of the people who were bringing in the big checks were business owners.
And thank you.
Yeah.
So that has to be a turning point, right? Because
it was a turning point.
I don't see the people working an 8 to 5 bringing those checks to be deposited. So thank you. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, I was seeing business owners bring $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 checks. And I'm sitting here making $1,000 maybe every 2 weeks if I was lucky, if I worked 60 hours a week. And I knew right away something was wrong, right? There was something else in this world. And I think another huge factor that really helped me in that was just the environment I was in, because the people, you know, who I was working with, they didn't see what I was seeing. They weren't seeing what I was seeing. You know, I was saying like, no, there's another world. And they were telling me, no, you're crazy. And I was like, there is another world out there. And so that really helped. And real estate, you know, happened to fall in my lap, you know, by grace, but I always knew business and the entrepreneurial world was.
There was something out there for you. Else. That's awesome. What about for you, Jessica?
Well, for me, shoot, my first job out of high school was working at Shoe Palace.
Ooh,
okay. So I was working there for a year or
and,
two.
And let me ask you, were you doing some type of sales?
It was sales, yeah. It was on the floor asking people what shoe they wanted in selling, you know. Essentially, we had to get more sales to get up on that rank and then get promoted at the job. So that was an entry to sales. And then I transitioned over to UGG, transitioned over to Home Depot for a day. That was not.
Wow, look at you. Look at you.
I was out of there. And then I finished off at Red Robin as a host. And quickly, I just, being on my feet all day, just making
like, this is not for me.
Weeks, no, not me. Not me at all.
I love it, because, you know, the funny thing is, again, we're going to get into a little bit about more into the real estate and how this all came about. But the funny thing is, one way or another, we always have a turning point. They're like, okay, this is not for me. Like, I remember I had a job at a dealer selling cars for a week, and I said, this is not for me.
Yeah.
So there's always something that happened to us that will say, hey, this is not what I want to go. You saying it, I see the people around me. They're not doing what I want to do. They don't have the results that I want to have. I see these people bringing in checks, and there's another world up there. And I want to go see, and you know, what is that like? But that's so crucial that we get to now, looking back, there was that thing that happened that made me realize there was something else for me out there. So if there was something that you guys can pinpoint back, what was that turning point that you said, hey, I need to make a change. I need to do something else. This is not going to take me where I want to go. Is there any particular thing you guys experienced or went through, or conversation maybe you had with someone that was a turning point?
For me, it was when I realized that college wasn't for me. I didn't enjoy it at all. And that happened when I got my scholarship revoked.
Bingo. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for opening up that up, because some people will see you now and said, oh, it's so easy. Look at her. Look at him. They're doing so well. But they don't know there's some of the stuff that made us make that, you know, decision to change it. It was like something was taken away from you. So tell me that experience.
Yeah, so I had got my Fulbright scholarship revoked, and that was everything that I was working for all my years of high school, private trainers, like after practice, like extra work, like that was everything. So to get that just stripped from me one day from the next. It was just like, boom, everything came crashing down at that point. And I was really put in a corner to either go back to junior college and start all over again and try to get myself out there and build up to where I was, or I can do something else, which was real estate, and just put everything that I had taken from basketball, the discipline, and just the will to keep going and work hard. And I decided to do that because I tried it for a little bit, and it wasn't for me.
Gotcha. Okay, what about you for Mark? Did you ask anything, having a conversation with a client maybe, or how was that like? What was the turning point that you said, this is when I realized I had to make a difference? I had to make a change for things to get results that were different.
Yeah, I mean, it really does take me back to a very, very hard moment in my life. And I don't mean to soften up the room or anything like that, but I was 18 years old. I had a very close sibling pass away in my life. And that was a very, very difficult moment in my life. And truthfully, I don't say this to feel any empathy towards me, but more so inspiration towards a lot of people, because one thing's for sure is that death is for sure, right? And for a lot of us, very tragic moments in our life can either make you or break you, right? And ultimately, I think I had kind of that moment, that clarifying moment when it happened, that something had to change. Something had to change in my life. The victim mentality had to change in my life, and I needed to create. I needed to be that person for my family. And that's still something that really drives me today. It's something that really moves me today. And perhaps that drives a lot of the passion or the inspiration that I get. But at the same time, I think it's beautiful when you start to look at it as a tool to help you continue to move people, move yourself, and propel your life forward, which is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being vulnerable with that information. I know it personally, but I didn't know if you wanted to bring it up. So thank you for opening up that. Now, take me back to when you guys both, and again, I'll give you a chance to each one of you share, but take me back to starting in real estate. When do you really feel that you took yourself serious? Like, okay, I'm in here. I know the money can be made. I see results. I see people around me, like she was saying about her dad and her uncle making money. But when, take me back through that moment that really made you realize this is what I can literally make my dreams reality. When you took serious this business?
You can kick that off.
Yeah, so I think the turning point for my career was as we started this company with PAC, where we're at now. I kind of was going through a hard patch. I was going through my first little, quarter or whatever I was in business. Realistically, mm-hmm. I didn't have much going on. I didn't even know the structure of a business, to be honest with you. And mm-hmm. I think at that time, I really started to dig into my mentors. I really started to talk to people who were really close to me and really start to follow their advice, which is something that I always suggest to people. You know, if somebody is in a position to help you, take their help as much as you can. And so I remember a time a conversation very intimately with Anthony, who's the owner of PAC. And we all see the success of PAC now, right? It's beautiful. But in the beginning, it wasn't like that. And seeing him have such a burning mindset to create something huge in life was life-changing for me, was mind-changing for me, because it gave me the inspiration to be like, you know what? This guy's out here to attack the world. What am I worried about as a 22, 23-year-old that has no kids, no family, no nothing, go out there and attack the world. And that for me was when I just really, really locked in onto the business.
Beautiful. What about you, Jessica?
Mine was right in the beginning, which made me take that full leap into real estate, was when I had generated a lead for my dad on Facebook Marketplace. He ended up closing, doubling the deal to that lead on Facebook Marketplace. I made $4,000 for just a simple post. Comparing that to a $400 check, I'm like, oh, resignation email went in that evening. I was in the office the next day.
I love it because it is so true. A lot of times that's what it takes. Either dramatic event, either that conversation, or seeing the results of like, what am I doing, right? That is so beautiful. So starting in real estate, PAC has been, I guess, you guys' house for business in the last couple of years, seeing your growth, seeing all the stuff you've been able to create and creating that partnership. Tell me about how did that came about? I know you guys are partners on this beautiful platform you guys are setting, and it's again showing out results. How did that came about?
Yeah.
You go.
I would say it came about from us forming our friendship. Just one random day. We were the only two in the office, and you know, we had a good connection. We were sitting in the parking lot just talking, just, and then we both felt it, you know. We're like, okay, this guy's different, this girl's different, you know. And then ever since then, we joined forces pretty much. We were there for each other. We were doing open houses with each other. We were door knocking with each other. We were going to, I mean, everything we were doing together. So it was essentially a no-brainer when we saw the opportunity.
Yeah, opportunity, right? Right, exactly. And then?
Yeah, and then we're here, and everything is flowing pretty nice.
And then the results are just showing up. No, there was work put into, right?
No, obviously, well, there's a process. Yeah. There's definitely been a lot of trial and tribulation, a lot of failures, a lot of open houses that no one showed up to, a lot of door knocking that we both probably left too early and didn't door knock the 100 doors because we were just not getting any answers. Yeah. There was a lot of social media posts that didn't go viral. So I think we're a proof that as long as you stay consistent, as long as you are aligned with your vision, truthfully, it's possible. Anything is possible, quite literally.
Anything is possible. And talking about real estate, being in a beautiful career where you get to, again, not only make the money that we're able to make on it, but also make the impact. And that's what I wanted to ask you guys. I know you're young, and this, again, goes to our community. We have older, younger watching this today. But at your age, having the success you guys are having, what is the impact that you guys want to make? What is that legacy you want to leave behind? When it's all settled down, we have the money, we have the house, we have the lifestyle. What do you want people to remember about you two?
For me, I would say is the main thing that I want to be known for is how I made people feel and how I filled up rooms with energy. And along with that, just leaving a formula and structure for the next generation of my family to just keep the wealth coming in so it just never stops, and the rest of the generations to come are set. They have nothing to worry about.
Thank you for sharing. What about for you, Mark? What is the legacy that we want to leave behind? Come on.
Yeah, that's beautifully said. And you know, speaking of that and speaking of legacy, it's probably something we don't even think about very often, but she said it beautifully. It's really about how you make people feel. It's really about the impact you make on the individual. And sometimes I think the biggest impact is making even the person who's brand new in the business, making an impact to those people is huge for us. And so that's really the thing for me, is carrying something that's worthwhile for my family, making this a household name, but not only that, inspiring others to be that person in their life and in their family.
Be the one, you know, be the one who had the courage to go out and pursue that dream, because believe it or not, many people have it and people want it, but not everybody's willing to do what it takes. And that's what I find a lot of times. I speak to many realtors every single day, and a lot of times I see their frustration, I hear their complaints, and I hear all of it. And obviously when you're focusing on negative, more negative comes to you. But one of the things I do see is people like yourselves, they say, you know what, I know it's going to be hard and I'm going through it. And I know it's going to take effort, and it's going to take, like you said, those open houses, those postings that never went anywhere. But if I continue to go, I know I'm going to get somewhere. Having the faith that if I continue to do this, something is going to come out of it sooner or later, right?
Yes.
So with that being said, I wanted to ask you both. Is there something that you notice about your old self just from a year ago to now that you can identify?
Yeah, right off bat.
Tell me what is the one thing about that you can see yourself about your old self a year ago?
Well, I can tell you that you were touching on it right now about faith, right? How important that is to have faith in this business and back your faith, of course, with work. But I think that in itself is a very strong muscle you need to build, the faith muscle, right?
Beautiful.
And that's something that has been something I've been building throughout my whole career, throughout the 2-3 years I've been doing this. Now I feel more confident in the ability that I can do something without knowing the results, knowing that sooner or later it's going to come. That in itself is a skill, as well as having the confidence that I can go from zero to hero and hero to zero at any point in my life. And that comes with reps, that comes with consistency, right? And that consistency builds the confidence in us to go out there and make it happen wherever we're at.
So faith will be the one thing that you can see yourself that you didn't have, but now you have. What about you, Jessica?
That was good. For me, it's definitely the throat chakra was just completely closed.
Enough.
I wasn't able to step into that alter ego and just go out there and dominate. So now I am that. I've been able to tap into that alter ego, feel confident, and be able to articulate, communicate myself with clients effectively, much more effectively.
Yes, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying. Now let's be a little interesting here about you specifically. And it's going to be for you, Mark, and for you, Jessica.
Okay, let's go.
What is something that people will be surprised to know about you? Like, give me something fun, something different, something out of what people most like to think about you, but they'll be surprised. No, this is not really who I am.
This is you. This is you first. Go ahead.
Okay. So for me, the number one has to be that I am just absolutely 100%, like,
yeah,
top of the top, scared and fearful of cats. Like, it's just,
thank you so much for being open about it, because most people will see you will never guess, oh no, she's so confident, there is nothing they should be scared of. Tell me about you, Mark. What is something that people will be surprised to know about you?
I definitely, unless Jessica could think of something, but I can't think of anything interesting like that.
Come on, I'm sure there is.
I'm as bland as I look sometimes. I tell people that, you know, I definitely, I don't even know, honestly. I can't even think of one right now. Something interesting.
Yeah, something that most people will never guess. They will never think of.
He's pretty much like a chiropractor.
Okay, tell me about that. What is the correlation with this? Okay, tell me.
No, I'm definitely not a chiropractor.
Jessica, tell me, what do you think?
So he'll go around, he'll crack people's necks, he'll crack their back, and he actually knows what he's doing. I'm trusting with my neck, but other people trust him.
Oh my God. Okay, so you're like very hands on and you can crack people's necks. Okay. That is a good one. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
So going back to seriousness, tell me about what is the best advice each one of you have received and that has made a difference in your business?
Do not ever, ever, ever take advice from someone who is not living the life that you would like to live.
That's the best advice. Okay, what about you, Jessica?
Oof. That changed my life. I would say it's from you. When we like had to talk about, you know, the potential, just where I was in my business with the team, and just, you know, putting myself in an uncomfortable position with taking that leap of faith, going doing my own thing, was like the biggest piece of advice that really was transformational in my life.
Awesome. What about the opposite? What is the worst advice you ever got that you're like, oh my God, that was the worst thing I've ever been told? And don't tell me business is easy, because I know.
That is bad advice for sure.
Bad advice.
What is the worst advice you've ever gotten? You're like, oh shit, that was not good at all. I'm making you think. I love it.
When this guy, I'm not going to throw out names.
Don't say names. That's okay. Yeah. We just want the worst advice you've ever received.
Along the lines of like, things are only selling in selling seasons, and really like diving into being in hibernation and working on systems when we're not in selling season.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The worst advice.
Yeah. Let's just stick to that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolute craziness.
I've actually heard that before.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to tell you one. When I was in Mexico, they say, vete a los Estados Unidos y vas a barrer los dólares. And here I come, and they're so not true. You have to work.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, if there's anything you guys, let's say you have, and I think I recently saw something you were doing with one of your members, Mark. But there's any specific advice that you'll give to somebody that is brand new into the business that you can say, do this one thing, and if you be consistent with this, you will get results. What is one advice that you can give to a young or someone starting in our business and not knowing, you know, where to go or how to start doing the business? What will be one of the things you will recommend?
Absolutely. So that's very important. That's one of the very first things I talk to with any agent, whether it be with me or in the office in general. I think the biggest thing is making sure that from the day you step into an office, a real estate office, you have a schedule, right? And so
following
the schedule and prioritizing a schedule that emphasizes, you know, your lead generation, and it time blocks your lead generation, and it time blocks your admin time, so-called admin, because as a brand new, you won't have admin, but we will make admin.
Eventually, you have to do it all at the beginning. You know, you have to be your assistant. You have to be your everything. Okay. So be having a schedule. That'll be the one thing you will recommend, and be sticking to your schedule, block timing, everything you need to get done.
Absolutely. Yeah. That makes you more efficient. 100%.
Awesome. Okay. What about you, Jessica? What advice you will give to someone starting in the business and they say, what should I do?
You find someone who's doing exactly what you want to do, if not more. You reach out to them. You provide value. You do exactly what they're doing. You try to outwork them and watch what's going to happen.
You know, one of my mentors told me, and this is, I've said it, and I think even to you, Mark, maybe I said it, find someone who has what you want, do what they do, and you might get what they got. And it stuck with me forever. Like, okay, paying attention to the right people around you, you know, seeing what do I want to have? If you want to be a successful real estate agent, find someone who's doing amazingly and follow what they do, and you might get what they got, you know? So thank you for sharing that. Going into mentorship, and I know you guys both believe on it because I've seen you growth and I've seen you how you had implemented. Would you recommend mentorship, coaching? What is your take on being able to get someone who can help you, guide you through it, and really hold you accountable and help you grow?
Mentorship is 100% needed. You need to have multiple mentors. And it's going to change, you know, as you go through different seasons of your life, you're going to get new mentors. So always seek for a new mentor and always go to them.
Yes.
Use them as your mama duck.
Yes.
Right behind them, like the baby. Absolutely. That's it.
Thank you. What about you, Mark?
Yeah. Mentors, they speed up the process, you know, they help you get those unanswered questions answered for you. And sometimes they propel you forward, and it's really not really actions that they do for you. Sometimes it's just a change of perspective that they do for you. And that change of perspective could be what changes your whole month or week or life
or just your business.
Yeah.
I truly believe in coaching. I started in coaching when I was 19 years old. I got my first coach, and he's the one who told me that line that I just mentioned. Find someone who has what you have, do what they do, and you might get what they got. So super, super powerful. Well, as we get into, again, going forward, the business is doing amazing. You guys are having so much success with that platform of yours. Is there anything you want to share about that in specific? And we're going to tag you and obviously let people know where they can find you when we post our podcast. But how does that look right now? What is exactly that you guys are doing with that?
Yeah, so we built essentially a social media brand called the iRealtors on Instagram. It's a funnel that we're using for lead generation only. The whole goal was to do lead generation only. Mm-hmm. And essentially it's bringing us leads, you know, hundreds of leads every single day of people interested in properties, right? One thing that I think me and Jessica are both very emphatic on is that you can have leads, you can have marketing and all those sources, but another very important thing is your skill set and your ability to convert. So, you know, without undermining that part of the equation, that's what we're doing. We're essentially creating a platform that eventually we aim to not only dominate a market, but be able to provide for other agents as well. You know, be able to provide a streamline to allow us to kind of take a step back from the agent role and really just be able to attract at a very higher level so that we can also do things that we're also passionate about.
Beautiful. What about Jessica? Anything you want to add?
That was perfectly said. I mean, that's the ultimate goal for us, is just really to create a funnel, perfectly said, that's just bringing
that in.
Other agents, and now we're able to feed and attract on more agents, right? And really dive into this other source of income that we have offered here at our company. But it's not easy, and we still have obstacles within the business. Absolutely. And we're just failing forward.
Absolutely.
It's a really a beautiful process and journey. Mm-hmm. And I would say that partnering up with someone is a really good idea, because in this business, you need someone to be with you along the way. And when there are going to be some months where maybe you're not doing as much, Mark is going to be covering the slack, and vice versa. So that's the beautiful thing about partnership. It's what I love about the platform, and it's just really enabled us to go out there and get a lot of reps, get so much better, develop so many skills that we can give to these other beautiful agents. And mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful thing.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, because I know some people are out there and like, how do I do? What do I do? How can I generate leads? And I think that's one of the biggest obstacles most agents have in general, is like, what do I get my next deal? What do I get my next client? And again, utilizing social media, utilizing what we have available today. Again, this was not available 20 years ago, but it is available today. So one of the things that I have noticed with both of you guys been able to pivot, you guys been able to get on and just go with the flow. You know that, again, social media is out there. Let's utilize it. Let's learn about it. And I really have seen you guys take your business from, oh my gosh, I can't even believe what I've seen nowadays.
Yeah.
One more question for you guys, and we're going to try to wrap it up. It's been awesome. Is it like going so easy? Is it flowing? If I were to ask you, Mark, specifically, if money was not a factor, was not a deal, what would you do with your time?
Ooh, that's a good question. What would I do with my time? I think I'm genuinely passionate about creating and helping others create businesses. You know, I find a lot of passion in that, and seeing people's lives change, maybe because I feel like I'm a product of that, you know, of other people helping me change my life. And so there's a lot of fulfillment in that for me. But I would also love to tap into myself and my own self-development. And a lot of that sometimes is traveling and just living a life by design. I love to travel. And just really enjoying life, but also having the ability to help others do that without really thinking monetary, more so the fulfillment that I'd have inside.
Thank you for bringing that up, because a lot of times people think money, but when the money gets out of the way, that's when the true purpose in life comes about. Mm-hmm. That's when you really find, okay, what motivates me to get up? What makes me feel good about myself? What fulfills me? Knowing that I'm making a difference in other people. And that's what I do with my coaching. It's amazing. Like you said it perfectly. So I do see you potentially being a coach. Is that what I'm hearing?
It's coming.
Awesome. What about you, Jessica? If money was out of the picture, like we don't worry about the money, it's taken care of, business is flowing, business is generating enough income, well, I don't have to worry about it. What will you do with your time?
I would go out there, make new experiences, travel, and learn new skills for sure.
Okay. What about other businesses? Have you thought about that idea of creating the opportunity for others and just expand, not just in real estate, but maybe other areas of business where you can be, again, a leader, role model?
100%.
I would love to see you too start maybe a coaching business for younger people into the entrepreneurial world. Like, how do you start up businesses and coach them how to, you know, because there's so much need out there for guidance, honestly. Yeah, as much as there is information, and I love what Joe Dispenza said, I'm a big fan of, you guys know me. But one of the things he talks about a lot is, yeah, there's so much information out there, but at the same time, people sometimes don't even know what to do with it. So they do need people to take him under their wing and say, okay, here's what you do. There's the steps you must take. This is the areas that you can focus on, depending on the business. I mean, I'm coaching people now in the insurance business. I just signed up a girl who has three tax offices in Utah. I mean, it's crazy how much there is need for it. Like they have the drive. They want to put in the work, but sometimes they don't see the corners of their business where there's, you know, need to be tweaked in and make it better. So I will say that's what I see for you too. That could be something you guys should consider. Again, I'm just putting it out there. I'm putting it up in the universe. Maybe you guys will do something with that. Maybe not. I don't know. But I can see that being something you can definitely help others to see the potential, to see the opportunities that are there. As we're about to finish, give me your final thought, something you guys want to leave our audience with, something that you want to, you know, let them know about you.
Go ahead, Mark.
Love it. Take in terms. I love it.
Thoughts. It's just really go out there, you know, defy the odds, be that one in your family. I think that all of us have the ability to be that person in their family, in their life. And it's truly beautiful once you start to enter this space and realize that life could be so much more than what you're used to or accustomed to, right? And so when you enter that space, I promise you that you will start to realize that work is not going to be work anymore. Work is going
absolutely.
To be project. And so when you actually reach that level of where work becomes a passion and a project rather than just work, I think you're ultimately on the right track. So defy the odds, stick with the hard times. Believe me, great times are coming and get around great people. That's what I got to say.
There you go. Thank you so much. That was a great wrap up. What about you, Jessica? What do you want to leave us with? Final thought.
That was amazing. That was amazing. I mean, it's kind of hard to top that. I mean, I would say just why
you got
not?
It. Come on.
Why not you? Why not now?
Okay.
That's it.
And I will ask you both, how good can it get? So we're here right now. How good can it get?
How good can it get?
As good as you want it to get.
How good can it get?
Keep that curiosity. That curiosity will drive you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. We'll see you guys soon. It was great to have you. And see, it was so easy.
So much, Berta.
For the opportunity. Love you.
Love you. See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Level Up Podcast. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else podcasts are found, so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in the show, you can leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Until next time, we hope you level up.